500 people attended the screening of Mate 1 in South Charleston on Saturday, including screenwriter and director John Sayles. 20 of those in attendance were union miners, and they presented Sayles with an honorary membership in the UMWA Local 1440 in Mate 1. Outside the LaBelle Theater in South Charleston, a line of people stretched down the street to wait in the hot sun to see Mate 1. A few, like Wanda Collins, were there to watch it for the first time.
My father, my grandfather, and several uncles were coal miners, and I just wanted to learn a little bit more about the coal miners and their coal mining war. My granddad worked all his life in the coal mines and was in some of the coal mining wars.
She traveled from Nitro. Others came from out of state. Inside the theater, two men wearing UMWA shirts were helping usher people to their seats. Charles Hawkeye Dixon, with the local union 1440 in Mate 1, said he'd like to see more events like these that help tell the story of labor in the coal fields.
Kids are not taught history like they should be taught history. It should be the responsibility of the state and the school system as well. You know, they shouldn't be ashamed of our history. They should teach the kids more about our history.
After the screening, Dixon and 19 other union members presented director John Sayles with the certificate, making him an honorary member of the local 1440 union. Because, they said, his film told their story and the story of their ancestors. When asked how he saw the challenges facing the union miners today, nearly 100 years after the Mate 1 massacre, Sayles said the mine companies are still threatening miners with their lives, even though today they're doing it by trying to take away their health care and pensions.
The people who don't want there to be unions have big economic reasons to not want them. What it leads to, I'm afraid, though, is an imbalance where people have no power to push back. And when people have no power to push back, they just get taken advantage of.
Maggie Renzi, one of the producers of Mate 1, also attended the screening. She says the fact that a new Mine Wars museum has been built in Mate 1 is a testament to the pride people here have in telling their own story.
That is a real reclaiming of people's own voice. And I do think that the more that people can speak for themselves and not have other people interpret their own story and their own history, then there's a chance to educate people around you and show what the real story is.
Some of the union members at the screening said they worry what new challenges they'll face now that West Virginia has become a right-to-work state. But despite the setbacks, retired miner Danny Witt still believes in what the union represents.
They'll never take the union out of our hearts. The union is not something you can just grab a hold of and tear it up. When it's in here, it's in our hearts. And that's why our fathers went through. They tried to bust them, tried to kill them off. They suffered hardships living in tents, had family members killed. They didn't take it out of their hearts. When you fight for something right and you know you're on the right side, you don't give up.
Witt says coal company owners no longer have to hire Baldwin Felts detectives to fight miners with guns. Now they have lawyers to fight against them in bankruptcy courts. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in South Charleston.